Preston-Crowmarsh Air Crash Number 3. Hopefully, readers will recall our earlier reports on air crashes in Preston-Crowmarsh in 1956 and 1944. But for our third report, we have to go back before World War II, back to before World War I, back to 1912, to the very beginnings of flying in this country. The Royal Flying Corps had only been established by Royal Warrant in April 1912, with the first squadron being formed on the 13th of May. The new service suffered its first fatal crash in July 1912, when a flying machine based at Lark Hill crashed near Stonehenge. Nevertheless, in August 1912, as part of the massive military exercises being undertaken that year, a camp with an aerodrome was set up in a field belonging to Crowmarsh Battle Farm. One of the intentions was to publicise the reconnaissance capabilities of the new Royal Flying Corps and to train the fledgling pilots in this skill. At that time, the RFC had about 36 aircraft and 10 manned balloons on strength, and many, if not most of them, appeared in Benson during the week. From Tuesday the 3rd of September until Thursday the 5th, large crowds had gathered to watch the magnificent men and their flying machines, including the inventor, Mr. de Havilland, in his new biplane. On the Thursday, the weather deteriorated, with high winds and rain squalls making flying hazardous. Several machines managed to get airborne, but rapidly landed again after suffering from the winds. Sadly, the week ended in tragedy when a Depper Dussin aircraft of 3 Squadron RFC based at Lark Hill, piloted by Captain Hamilton, departed Crowmarsh but crashed near Stevenage at 0703 hours on Friday the 6th of September 1912, the exact time being known from the time at which the pilot's watch stopped. Observers on the ground reported that in the high wind, the aircraft's engine appeared to falter. There may have been a mid-air explosion, and the aircraft broke up with the Captain Hamilton and his observer, Lieutenant Stewart, falling about 1,000 feet to the ground. Hence, Benson was witness for 1 week to a unique sight, the birth of a new age of technology. To understand the rapid growth in aviation, just examine the data for the RFC alone. In 1912 in Benson, it possessed just 36 aircraft. When war broke out in 1914, it had a total, including the naval service, of some 272 and had 2,000 men in uniform. By the end of the war in 1918, the new Royal Air Force had some 22,000 aircraft, including 4,000 combat machines, and there were 290,000 men wearing the uniform. However, the 50-acre field in Preston-Crowmarsh, which saw the birth of flying in this country, was never used again as far as we know. Crowmarsh Battle Farm became one of our local lost airfields, which will be our next article in a future BB. And that was written by Dave Rushton and Jim Bartholomew.